Hello, women. Welcome to this guided ritual called an energetic alignment for calling in transformational self-care. My name is Maggie Winchell. I'm a transformational life coach, ritualist, and women's empowerment facilitator. I have been so blessed to be able to have been working with women in this capacity for over a decade now. I've worked with over 1,000 women, and I am thrilled that you are here today listening to this recording. So we're about to step into this really beautiful journey together and create some sacred space. And in order to do that, you actually have a ritual bring list. So a series of items that I would love for you to collect and have present with you so that when we begin the ritual, you have everything you need right there in front of you. So there is a PDF guidebook that is a companion guidebook for this ritual. And on the second page of that, there is a ritual bring list. It's there in that teal box there. So the things that you'll need just very briefly are an object to represent the earth, another object to symbolize air and fire and water. So you'll need four different objects. They can be anything that you want, but you do want it to symbolize that particular energy of earth, air, fire, and water. And then in addition to each of those objects, you're going to want a piece of cloth for each of those as well, okay? So in the end, you'll end up with four objects and four pieces of cloth. And cloths could be a scarf, it could be a sweater, it could be a small blanket, it could be a veil, it could be a number of different things, but you're looking for something that matches that element. So for a water one, you might wanna have something blue kind of thing, okay? And then you'll want a pen or a pencil and your journal or this PDF printed out because there's actually space for you to write in as we go along, okay? And then last but not least, you need space. So this is a ritual we're actually going to be setting up little altars on the floor, and then you'll be visiting each one of these little altar spaces. So you actually need to have, you know, a clear space on the floor to be able to do this. And if getting up and down from the floor is a problem for you, you could do it on a table that you have access to all four sides of, or a round table would be perfect. So, and then you could sit in chairs at the table at each of the altars. So that's another way to do it. Okay, so see what fits best. If possible, I do recommend the floor. Okay, and you'll see why when we get there. All right, so if you need a moment to gather your items, go ahead and pause this recording and do that. And then we'll come together again. All right, so get your things together. All right, great. So what I want to do here is to do a little exercise before we even set up the space of just helping us come present to do this work together today, to create this ritual together. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to come to standing. And you're standing there and you have your feet about shoulder widths apart. And I want to guide you in a centering exercise to really help you come present to the here and now, okay? What you're going to do is stand there and then reach your arms out to either side really far, your palms open. You can do a little stretch if that feels good, just to arrive here, right? Let your body come. We're going to call your body present, we're going to call your emotions present, your intuition present, your thinking mind present, right? We want all of you here. All of you is welcome, okay? So have your arms out to either side, and then what you're going to do is you're going to say, I am your name, here and now. And you're going to keep saying that. So for me, I would say, I am Maggie here and now. I am Maggie here and now. I am Maggie here and now. And then as I'm saying that, I'm slowly bringing my hands together in front of me. Sometimes it'll feel like there's a huge ball of energy between your hands. That's okay. Just keep breathing and invite your hands to come together. And when your hands touch in front of you, I invite you to clasp your fingers together. And then if it feels good, bring your hands to your heart. Okay? So those are the instructions, and then I'll get you started for this exercise, and then I'm just going to leave it silent for a little bit so that you can do it. And if you need more time, you can always pause the recording. All right, so standing with your arms out to either side and your hands open, Take a deep breath. Feel yourself coming into your body all the way down to your feet. Right? Another deep breath. And then you can begin. I am your name, here and now. I am your name, here and now. And then keep saying that. And as you say that, slowly bring your hands together in front of you. When your hands touch, I invite you to clasp your fingers, interlace your fingers together, and then bring your hands to your heart and say it one last time and really mean it. I am here and now. And take a deep breath, and I invite you to point to your center. So feel into yourself, and where is your center in this moment? Is it in your heart or your belly, your solar plexus? Where is your center? Go ahead and place your hand right there. All right. So here in this present moment, I ask you to invite your spirit guides to come be with you in support of your highest and best good. And you can do that just by saying, Spirit guides, please come. Serve me well here. Keep me safe. Send me insight. And do all this with grace, with my highest and best good. I ask you personally, to really take responsibility for your well-being. And I really want you to remember that you always have choice. Okay, so I'm going to be guiding you and offering this beautiful ritual for you. And if at any point it feels uncomfortable or if you get a no, I really want you to stop. Okay, so that's not meant to scare you in any way. It's a very beautiful, very gentle ritual that we're going to do together. It's simply really wanting you in this moment to honor your yes and honor your no. Okay? And that I will always support you in that. All right. So right now, I want you to kind of drop into your belly space. Even if it's not your center, go ahead and place your hands on your belly. Take a deep breath from your belly here. And see, what is your intention for stepping into this ritual? Why are you listening to this recording today, right now? How did it resonate for you? How did it spark your interest? What are you hoping to find here? All right, and maybe this message is actually in your heart. You might have one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly. That sometimes feels really good. All right, so just feel into, what is your intention? Is it that you want to call in more transformational self-care? Right? That would be awesome. Or maybe you're curious, maybe you've never done ritual before and you want to kind of get your feet wet and get a taste of what it can be like. Maybe you really want to learn about energy or connecting to your intuition. Right, so all of these are great intentions. It might be something very specific for you. It might be something where, like, you've had a very difficult week and you can feel yourself getting on the brink and you really want to come into alignment with transformational self-care before you reach that burnout point. Right? That's a great intention too. So feel into what your truth is. And then in your companion guide there's a space for you to write it down. And I do want you to write it down. I really encourage you to. Okay? So go ahead and write down your intention. Why are you coming and doing this ritual today? What are you hoping for? Okay. So while you're right there with your companion guide, go ahead and take a look at this little map that I've made you. So setting up your sacred space. Now we're going to actually create the physical altar space for our ritual today. So you'll see that there's a large purple circle, and then there are these four green ovals, right? So what I want you to imagine is that we're going to create, this is looking at your space, looking as if you're at the ceiling or above, looking down on the space. All right, so we're going to be creating a circle with four altars around the perimeter. All right, so right here on your companion guide, I want you to write them in. So at the very top of the circle there, so this would be like in front of you as you're sitting in the center of the circle, you're going to have your earth altar. Okay, so you will set that up in a moment, but right now just write it into that little oval. So you're going to have earth in front of you, and then move to the right, so moving in a clockwise motion. Next one will be air. At the bottom of the page, fire. And then to the right, water. So in a circle, starting at the top, it goes earth, air, fire, water. All right, now what do I mean by an altar for each of these? Well, for the earth altar, what you're going to do is you are going to go to that location and you are going to set up your altar cloth, so that fabric that reminds you and symbolizes water for you. You're going to place that fabric down on the floor, make it, you know, all beautiful, a little space there for it. And then you'll place your earth object on top of that fabric. Okay? So you're going to have your earth object on top of the earth fabric. And then you're going to do the same thing for each of the other little mini altars that you'll create here. Okay, so you'll have the fabric and then the object for each of these elements, earth, air, fire, and water. Okay, so go ahead and set that up right now. And you can pause the recording, set it up, and then press play again. Okay, great. So the other piece on this map that I didn't mention yet is that there's that little purple circle in the middle, and that's really just for you to keep in mind that when I say come to center, come to the center point, that's what I'm talking about. So it's like right in the middle of this greater circle that you've created. All right, so that's the last little orientation piece that I wanted you to see. All right, so let me tell you what we'll be doing here. So in a moment, we are going to really begin our ritual. And I want to give you kind of a lay of the land of where we're going. We are going to visit each one of these altars. And when we visit each one, we are going to connect and listen to the energy of that element. So the energy of earth, the energy of air, fire, water. We're going to actually tap into each one of those and see what message lies there for you specific to transformational self-care. So we're calling on the ancient wisdom of all of these different aspects of nature and see how it connects and inspires us to transformational self-care. At each of these altars, we're going to first tune into the energy. And then I'm going to sing to you. I've written a song that I would love to share with you. And I'm going to sing to you and really hold the energy of that sacred space at that altar for you while you listen and see what insights come to you personally. What personal messages arise within you that you need to hear today, that you need to hear right now, that will serve you this week, this month, this year, you know, this next step on your path. What messages are waiting here for you? Okay? So we're going to visit each one of these altars, and then at the end we're going to do a little integration piece, which is so powerful and so beautiful, and I just feel like you're going to love it. So let's get ready. All right? So we're going to begin at the earth altar, so you can go to your earth altar and have a seat. Okay, so sit down in front of your earth altar. If you would like to pick up your object, you may hold it in your lap. have your journal right there or your guidebook right there and something to write with. Okay? So just take a couple deep breaths right here. And ask yourself, what does Earth symbolize for you? What does Earth symbolize for you? And I'll give you a couple ideas, and then you can run with it. Maybe Earth symbolizes a sense of being really grounded with your roots deep into the earth, very centered and calm. Maybe Earth is about gardening and seeds growing and sprouting and blooming, right? Maybe Earth is really about nature for you, about being outside with your eyes wide open, feeling alive. Maybe Earth gives you a sense of stability. So go ahead and ask yourself, what does Earth symbolize for you? And go ahead and write that down. All right. And now I'm going to sing to you and really weave this beautiful sacred energy around you and your altar and the energy of Earth, and ask Earth, what message do you have for me today about transformational self-care? What insights, what ancient knowledge do you have, Earth, that can serve me as I call in more transformational self-care into my life? And then as I sing, as you ask that question, notice what comes up, what insights, what messages are here for you, and then I invite you to write those down. So let's begin. I have a song, it's an honoring song, and I'll sing it for the Mother Earth, for the sacred land we walk upon, for the dance of life, death, rebirth. Let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? Yes, I have a song, it's an honoring song, and I'll sing it for the Mother Earth. For this sacred land we walk upon, for the dance of life, death, rebirth. Let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? So see what's come to you. Take another moment to write it down. Beautiful. And thank Earth. Send Mother Earth your gratitude. Thank you, Earth. And then stand and walk to your air altar. And have a seat in front of your air altar. And ask yourself, what does air symbolize for you? Maybe air is the symbol of inspiration for you. Maybe it's the symbol of freedom, the ability to dance wildly and fly through the air, right? Imagine the wind blowing in your hair. Imagine what it feels like to really be able to breathe fully and deeply and openly. What does air symbolize for you? Go ahead and write it down. All right, and now I'm going to sing to you and weave that sacred energy here at your air altar. And you ask air, ancient one, breath of my ancestors, What message do you have for me today about calling in more transformational self-care? About how to best nourish my soul? What message is here for you today? I have a song, it's an honoring song, and I'll sing it for the air we're breathing, for a zephyr of inspiration, lifted wings and voices singing. Let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? Yes, I have a song, it's an honoring song, and I'll sing it for the air we're breathing, for a zephyr of inspiration, lifted wings and voices singing. Let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? Go ahead and take another moment, feeling into the energy of air. And write down what comes to you. All right. Send your gratitude to air. Thank air for coming today. And then stand and walk to your next altar, the fire altar. So sit down at your fire altar and see, what does fire symbolize for you? Is it passion? Is it heat? Is it the spark? Is it the stars? Where does this energy of fire, of burning desire, of yes, enthusiasm, what does fire mean to you? Go ahead and claim it and write it down. All right, and now I'm going to sing and weave that sacred energy. And I invite you to ask fire what message it carries for you today about how to weave transformational self-care into your life. What does the energy of fire look like and how it can show up for you? Show up as this amazing soul nourishment through transformational self-care. What message is here? I have a song, it's an honoring song, and I'll sing it for the fire burning, for the light and the spark and the stars in the night, source of passion and ancient knowing. Let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? Yes, I have a song, it's an honoring song, and I'll sing it for the fire burning, for the light and the spark and the stars in the night, source of passion and ancient knowing. Let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? And take another moment, feeling into the wisdom of fire. Write down any other insights that you have. Beautiful. Thank you, fire. Thank you, fire, for sharing your wisdom with us. And go ahead and stand and move to your water altar. What does water symbolize for you? Maybe it's actually swimming. Maybe it means going to a stream and putting your bare naked feet right in there. Maybe it means skinny dipping by a waterfall, right? Or maybe it simply means bringing more flow into your life. Maybe it means drinking in. What does that look like? What is it that you most want to be drinking in right now in your life? So go ahead and write down, what does water symbolize for you? How is that potent for you today, the energy of water? Go ahead and write down what it symbolizes. And now we'll sing again and weave that sacred energy and ask for the wisdom of water to show up for you. What insight does water have for you about how to call in more transformational self-care in your life? What's here for you today? I have a song, it's an honoring song, and I'll sing it for the waters flowing, for the rain and the sea and the tears in me, sacred cycles ever turning. Let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? Yes, I have a song, it's an honoring song, and I'll sing it for the waters flowing, for the rain and the sea and the tears in me, sacred cycles ever turning. Let it in, let it in, let it in. Let it in. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? Take another minute, feeling into the energy of water, seeing what message is here for you, and writing it down. Thank you, water. Thank you, water, for flowing into our lives, carrying this message today. All right, so now I invite you to come to standing and stand right in the center of your circle. Stand right in the center of this sacred circle. And as you stand, look and turn around and look at earth, air, fire, and water, and see them here with you now and always. And what you're going to do next is, I have one more song to sing for you. And as I sing this song, what I want you to do, I invite you to bring the fabrics from each of these altars to you in the center. So hold on just one moment. Don't do it yet. I'm going to tell you what it looks like. I'm going to paint the vision for you, okay? So you're going to be in the center, and you're going to draw towards you the cloth, the energy of earth. You're going to pull towards you and call in the energy of air, calling in the energy of fire, the energy of water, so that you have these four cloths right there in the center of your sacred circle, and you can adorn yourself with these cloths. You can drape them on your hair, and you can wrap yourself up in them. You can truly feel the support of these energies coming together right now in support of you calling in transformational self-care, in support of you feeding your soul and showing up as your most alive, radiant, nurtured, fed, whole, loved self. Okay, so that's what it's going to look like. Once you have your cloths right up with you, all wrapped around, if you feel at like moving your body and dancing, you're welcome to. If you feel like sitting and pulling in the different objects from the altar right up close to your lap and just hugging them right here, you are also welcome to do that. Okay, so I'm going to sing this next song for you, this next verse, and give yourself permission to really do this with such intention and gentleness, and go as deep with it as feels right and good to you. Okay? Ah. I have a song, it's an honoring song, and I'll sing it to your beautiful soul. On this wild journey of life we're on, remember you're loved and whole. Let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? Yes, I have a song, it's an honoring song, and I'll sing it to your beautiful soul. On this wild journey of life we're on, remember you're loved and whole. Let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? Yes, I have a song, it's an honoring song, and I'll sing it to your beautiful soul. On this wild journey of life we're on, remember you're loved and whole. Let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your bones? Ah, so just feel all of these energies coming present to you in this moment in alignment with your highest and best good, in alignment with your capacity, with your great capacity to call in transformational self-care, to call in your passions, to call in your joy, to call in your soul food. And yes, you deserve this. You deserve every drop of this, because when you fully care for yourself and give yourself the time and space and energy to nurture your soul passions, you will show up in your life with greater joy and radiance and compassion and patience for everyone else, right? For you, for everyone else, for all areas of your life. When you are nurtured fully, you show up more fully. So right here with these energies of earth, air, fire, and water all woven around you, in support of you, see what insight comes from this centered, aligned place. Listen to the whispering of your intuition. Or maybe it's not whispering, maybe it is singing to you, right? What does your intuition have to share with you? And go ahead and listen first, or if it feels right, simply start writing. And there's space for this in the insights and integration section in your companion guidebook, or you can do it in your journal. But take a few minutes right now and really write to yourself. Write a letter to yourself. What are you taking away? What has come to you? What knowing has arrived in this moment for you? Go ahead and write it down. Beautiful. If you need another moment to do so, to really go deep with this, please feel welcome to pause the recording. Take all the time you need, okay? All right. So the next step here is to take all of this sacred energy, all of this intention and insights that have come to you, and bring this one step further into your actual life, into your actual reality. So in the companion book, you'll see that there's a section called Clear Intentions Moving Forward. All right, so in that first oval there, we're going to do this in three different steps, but really in order to start saying, yes, universe, thank you, message received, yes, I am going to do this, right? Let's see what inspired action you are ready for. And to really like claim it for yourself, I invite you to actually take action in these next 24 hours. So that can be a very small thing. Could be very small. It could be stepping outside under the moonlight tonight for 5 minutes and speaking a prayer from your heart, right? It could look like taking a bath tonight. It could look like singing your heart out in the shower, right? It can be so many different things. So for number one here, in that little bubble, write 24 hours. In the next 24 hours, I will. And then write down one very small, simple, exciting, inspired action step that you can take to really bring this integration forward, to integrate this transformational self-care message into your actual life. All right, so looking a little bit bigger, something medium-sized. And the next number two there, this week. So in the next 7 days, what is one thing that you will do? One message that you've received today that you will act on? I will go for an hour walk. Could be something like that, right? I will create the time to dance. I will create the time to make art. See what it looks like. Write it down for yourself. And then number three is looking just a little further ahead. This month, I will. And choose one more thing. Okay, so I'll give you a little hint here. When you're choosing these action steps, you want to make sure that they're very doable. Because if you pick something that's big, like I will practice yoga every morning for half an hour for the next month, that can feel exciting, but also kind of overwhelming. And in some ways, you might be setting yourself up for failure. And instead, let's set you up for success. Okay, let's make these little bite-sized nuggets of just yummy transformational self-care that you get to look forward to instead of feeling like they're a chore. Okay, so these are special. These are special, wonderful little pieces that you can look forward to, that feel sacred to you. Right? So with this, clear intentions, moving you forward, something in the next 24 hours, something this week, and something this month that you can look forward to, that just light you up of like, yes, this will feed my soul. Okay? All right, so here we are. We're coming to a close. And I just want to pause us for a moment here and offer gratitude. Right, so just coming back into your heart for a moment, standing in the center of your sacred space. You can do it this sitting, that's completely fine. You might be covered with beautiful scarves and objects representing earth, air, fire, and water, and that's wonderful, just revel in it. Right, but just feel into your heart. Maybe place one hand on the floor below you, feeling into the ground, to the earth. Maybe open one hand up to the sky. And just feel gratitude. I am so grateful for you saying yes to yourself, for creating this space, both in time and in your home, to do ritual together. I feel so grateful that these energies of earth, air, fire, and water are present for you to tap into anytime you want to call on them. I am grateful for your own intuition and for listening and for the answers that come when you do. And I am grateful for your beautiful soul guiding you here today. Thank you, spirit guides, for coming present and being with you. You are now released, but always welcome when you have my highest and best good in mind. Thank you for being here. And just see, what do you want to speak? Are there words of gratitude that you would like to speak in closing? And do that now. Blessed be. Thank you. Thank you for coming today and joining me. If this has resonated for you, if you have loved doing this guided ritual, I would love to talk with you. I would love to share with you about my Women's Wisdom Rising program, where we actually meet over the phone for a guided ritual every month. It is amazing. It is amazing. And of course, when you have other women creating this sacred space together, there is such beauty, such synergy that happens when you have a small circle of women coming together, speaking, and then you can hear each other and you can hear exactly the piece of wisdom you needed from this person or that person, or the words that come out of your mouth are so powerfully healing for somebody else, right? I keep these circles very small, they're intimate, and you do feel heard, and there's lots of time to connect with me. It is an amazing, amazing experience. So if this is something that sparks your curiosity and your heart says, ooh, tell me a little more about this, then I invite you to sign up and actually have a conversation with me, and we'll actually get to talk together, which is, I just love doing. I love being able to connect with women who are on this path of really arriving as their full, whole self. So if you would like to sign up to have this conversation with me, I call it a breakthrough session, and you can go to, I'll tell you the web address. It's soulcenteredlifecoaching.com/breakthrough. And there is a button, that a little link that you can click on right there in your guidebook that will take you there. All right, blessings to you. I hope you found this to be an incredibly meaningful experience. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope you walk forward with those amazing, inspired action steps that you have created and really bring this into your life.